Dan, how are you this morning?
Doing great.
Excellent. Hey, Dan is an extremely well-known and respected realtor in the region of Southeastern Connecticut and Washington County, Rhode Island. And I'm really pleased to be here with him today. And Dan, I got a question for you that I'd love for you to be extremely candid. And okay. I know you are. So the industry that we're in, the numbers show that between 88-92% of realtors turn over every 4 years. That is a high number, especially if you're somebody getting into this industry as a new agent. What I feel is that the public sees realtors as nothing more than used car salesmen. What can we do to clean up the industry? What can we do to make things better?
Well, there's several things you can do. One of them is make it more difficult to get in so the people that get in don't go in with a part-time attitude. It's too easy. It's too inexpensive. 6 weeks, two nights a week, the end, you take a quiz, and you have a license to sell people's most valuable asset in most cases.
And in essence, that's what it is.
Yeah, yeah. And I've heard it, unfortunately, from a number of agents. Well, I'm just doing it to get money for vacation. And so think about that. And they go out and they talk to their good buddy from high school or their girlfriend. Their daughters went to school together and they're going to hire them. And my first question is, why doesn't a consumer put more...
Maybe qualifying questions?
Yeah, would you walk up to a financial advisor, give them $100,000 without thinking about it? Because you went to school with them and, you know, I got $100,000. Would you invest it? No, highly unlikely.
So what are some of those qualifying questions that you could have for?
Well, obviously, time in the industry is one equation. Mm-hmm. The length of time in the business, it at least says you've stuck to it.
Yeah, right? You've made it past right. That conversion.
And number two, in my mind, full time.
Sure.
Not part time. There's a transition period for some where... They're in, and I was one of those. I worked at Pfizer for 16 years, and I decided at a point that I wanted a new career. And so I went, but I worked from 2 a.m. to 10 a.m. and then worked the rest of the day for a year and a half to really get going. And it was in a very downhill market. So that's not the norm. Most people work 8 to 5, and then they do it after, maybe on the weekend occasionally. And so their commitment to their craft is minimal.
I need to pause real quick because I need to qualify who you are and what you've done, because the words that you're using should have a heavy, heavy weight based on your experience out there. Dan, at one point, had your best year was 124 deals. Now, you probably didn't have much of a life with that, but it gave you the experience and the exposure to really know what you're doing to be able to advise clients and making good decisions.
Yeah. Yeah, it's, you know, level of success is different with everyone, I think. When I look back at that career that I've had so far, I don't want to repeat those years.
Sure.
Because in reality, the quality that I was able to deliver gets diminished based off volume.
Got it.
And so, especially this group here, Seaport Real Estate Group, is a great example of people really focused on their fiduciary responsibilities.
That's the
which
goal.
Which you rarely, rarely hear in this industry. I'm getting tingles on my arm just talking about it. And I've been around. I've been to different offices. I've owned my own office. I was with RE/MAX for a number of years. And I've never experienced that in any office where you have the collaboration, the support, the, I don't want to call it rah-rah. There's a sense that people are here to support the other people and raise the bar. I was talking to Dylan the other day and I said, let's raise the bar. What else can we do to improve? And it's not us. It's not improving number of sales or dollar volume. It's improving the consumer experience.
That's it.
I forgot. I got to look it up. There's a report out there. Every year, realtors have been at the bottom of this report.
Sure.
And you go, why?
With used car salesmen.
Yeah. And you go, why? Well, I think the number one reason is, imagine going to be an orthopedic surgeon, and you only have to go 1 year.
Right.
Who's going to get in? A lot of people.
Yeah.
Probably most unqualified.
So the consumer's risk goes up.
Yes. The failure rate goes up. The consumer experience goes down. And why is that? Too easy to get in? Not enough continuing education requirements that raise the bar for the agent to learn more, not just repeat the same old stuff they took 2 years ago to continue with their license?
Well, it's expensive, though, to get in already. I mean, so the argument for, I mean, there are some good, I've always looked at nurses and teachers, retired teachers, because they care, right? So those are a great group of people, but if they need to have that revenue stream because maybe they have a house, they have cars, they have debt. Right. And sometimes it's hard. And I think you came up with a solution the other day that you said to me, which was, you know, maybe those people that you feel would be really good in the industry and who are consumer centric as opposed to client centric, maybe they have a draw or something with their broker. And they, if you have that much faith in them, maybe that could work.
Right. Yeah, there's been talk, and I think there's been different models out there in the industry where top producing agents that have a large volume of business can bring in a new agent that is focused on, you know, either even if they're part-time, but they're really working to go full-time, that they want to make this a career move, that they can be mentored by that person for at least a year, 2 years. And if they say, hey, I'm comfortable in this role, supporting this other agent doing portions of their business, then they can stay in that role. Someone else might say, I'm going to fly my own wings. And that agent should say, good luck.
Right.
Because there's more than enough business for the good agents out there.
Yeah.
I think in this industry, the best agents will always clap and hurrah for the other agent, even in another brokerage that's doing the right thing for the consumer.
Yeah. It makes sense.
That's how I connected with you years ago. I think I reached out and sent an email or something and said, Tim, keep doing what you're doing.
Yeah.
You're doing a lot of great things.
And that's kind of what we need. We need that you know, uplifting from other people that aren't necessarily even on your team, but want to see the other person succeed.
Right.
I know you and I are going to have a lot of podcasts going forward. And, you know, I'm more excited about this chapter right now and having these conversations with you and what we can help the consumer to learn, not only about the industry, but maybe just growth in general.
Right.
So I'm just going to thank you for this one.
Yeah.
And let's do another one soon.
Thanks, Tim. Looking forward to it.